Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it'd be Blog Talk Radio again. Anyway, I keep getting all these funds and games. You can see it on the Facebook page. Who's doing what to who? Supremacy. You got ears here, listen between the lines. In baseball, the question is a statement, too. You know, who's on first? What's on second? I don't know who's on third. Got to get your mind right. And understanding the things that others can't. You got to be able to read between them lines. You got to be able to understand what's going on before somebody plays games with you. Well, what is it you want to play games about? Well, is there anything that is secret anymore? I mean, there's a little, all the BS things comes to a humongous number. It really does. We're all just waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And into infinity. I'm feeling really tired lately. Yeah, well, me too. That was my reply. I'm getting tired of waiting on things to actualize. But that takes time in some cases when you got to run things that are of the complexity, size, reach, and all that that the cabal has. Can't just flip a switch and have a light come on and all the cockroaches go down the tube or something. It don't work that way in this particular instance. You got people within the people within the people within the people, some of whom have never been thought of. And they're doing these little things on the sly. They're sneaking up on people when you just don't, you know, see anything at all untoward, out of whack, you know. And then you got all the, you think scandals are bad. What about the scams that have been going on? Deep as the last grade, people refuse to be caught up in it. Treasure, more don't live in be part of it. That depends on how hungry you get as to how good you're going to do. In terms of this possibility of a Great Depression, well, you think the Great Depression was something? Well, you should see what this thing's looking like, you know. I'm just giving you a heads up, that's all. And if you ain't prepped like I suggested you prep, in other words, you get things that are, you get the things that are non-perishable in terms of food. Most canned goods will last you a few years, even if they are tainted a little bit here and there. And sometimes a taint isn't enough to really cause serious problems. And as long as you got enough to last until the weather changes around, back around to where you can grow stuff, you got it. That ain't difficult. It's not hard to do. But you do got to keep your wits about you. How about Illinois? Yeah, well, they forgot about West Virginia, so Illinois is next, I guess. Cabal Central, the prime location of every gangster that ever was at one point or another. They kind of diversified and moved out and parceled stuff up and bought into legitimate businesses so they don't got to worry about it. Wearing uniforms ain't having many years, but transition, I must say, is relatively new. No, it's relatively old. It's been had it's been in preparation since I started on the radio in 11. So 6, 7, 8 years, 10 years, and many years before that, I'm sure. Each person start the 5D training? No. You go to 4D, numerical. I'm answering questions off the Facebook page, just so everybody knows. You go to 4D, that's where you get your first schooling. And believe me, things change. You ain't going to believe how extreme some of the changes are. But you get your schooling there. You prove that you can operate in 4D. Then you can transition to 5D. It's not an ascension. You can forget to leave that out of there. Ascension means something different because of the religiosity attached to it. okay? Guilt by association and all that. Forget the holy roller fun and games that everybody has taught you, because most of it is horse hockey. Whether you like that or not, can't help it. It's just the way it is. You'll meet the individuals that basically put everything together in 4D. You will also have instructors that instruct according to you individually. Now, you'll hear somebody instructing a group, say, and it won't seem that they are particularly speaking directly to you. However, there was an instance where a certain individual stipulated things, and everybody could hear that person talking in their own language, and there were several there. So you have to understand that these things will become evident as you are taught. I know a lot of it, but I don't know near all of it. I know enough to be able to put out correct information on what I do know. You have to go into numerical order, like it or not. Now, these things come in groups. 1, 2, and 3, thump. 4, 5, and 6, thump. 3s, why? Remember the 3, 6, 9? If you don't know about that, you need to look it up. You need to understand what that entails, how it works, what it means in terms of creation, what it means in terms of your capability. You have to understand that each individual has all of the capabilities you've ever heard of, even the ones that are mystical, magical, things that, you know, you can't do that, I want to bet. Just because you don't believe it can be done don't mean somebody else can't do it. And there are a bunch of people out here who know the difference. People heal because they believe that they can. Remember, I specifically stipulated believing equals receiving. Well, if you think absolutely that you can do something, it can be done. Be it walking on water or healing people or performing other signs, miracles, and wonders. Anyway, you'll get there. And signs, miracles, and wonders, you have to understand, are those things that seem to be beyond the capability of the census realm and a solid intellect can understand. You won't understand it. It just does it. What is it? Well, the creator set it up, not me. And there are certain laws. When you exercise those laws, when you put your butt on the line to accomplish X, I haven't known too many people that have been unsuccessful. I know a couple that didn't know what they was doing. I explained it to them. Bingo. So, and it don't matter what it is. Okay, here we go. I believe I speak for a lot of people. You speak about transitioning to a new density and tell us to be ready. How do we do that? Well, number one, open your mind. Number two, get yourself into astral projection mode minimum. You concentrate. You can look and see on the other side of a wall. Well, come out of the concentration, get up and go see if that's there. If it, you know, if the cat did come over there and curl up, and then you begin to learn how to look. You'll be learning how to see solid objects. You're not as solid as you think. As you learn that, as you learn how to communicate on a mental basis, I'm going to say that again, mental basis, then you're beginning to get to where you need to be. Now, a lot of people think they know what they're doing in terms of martial arts. Well, guess what? One of the premises for someone who would be an adept, and they don't have to be an absolute expert, just an adept, in the martial arts, you see with your mind, not with your eyes. You see people blindfolded and they can do things, stop things coming and all of that. That's not a joke. That is not some kind of fun and games. That is not imaginary BS. It's real. Learn how. Practice, practice, practice. You can beat your head on the wall if that's what, you know, tunes you in. I noticed something in the code symbols racing in my mind. Yep. You're going to see symbolics of all kinds. Everybody is eventually. You're going to be able to see things that you know are not real becoming real. Well, this is a part of your personal transition in relationship to creation. Just exactly that, nothing more. It ain't nothing special. Everybody at one point or another goes through all of this stuff to the point where they actually get to the place where things start actually happening. Now, the transition's simple. There's a big kahuna in the sky going to flip a switch, and there we go. And it's like, it's just about as quick as light. Switch, you know, flip the switch in the room, and the light comes on, and the cockroaches run if you got them, and all that sort of, well, same thing. It's that quick. And then all of a sudden, you're going to notice things have changed. Whoo, I didn't know I could do that. Yeah, well, and then you'll have somebody say, hey, cool it on that. You need to go to class first. Come on. Bingo, y'all. Class, you go. What's up with all the flights to Gitmo? They're prepping. If you think Guantanamo Bay is only for people they've caught on battlefields, you're sadly mistaken. You take a close look into it, and you may end up running into some security blocks, but you'll find out that it is a nondescript and greatly unreported or exposed special internment camp. It is geared to hold any form of individual who decides that the Constitution is butt wipe, and people who take action on that. Now, there's a lot of people out there who feel that way. I understand, but just feeling that way and doing something about it, totally different deal there. Now, the those who have taken action, baby cakes, you're fried. You are going to take a trip. So you might want to think about what would you do with mass arrests. Prisons are all full. Gitmo ain't. And it's offshore. Oh, boy. And if you get loose, the people that oppose the fact of its existence will shoot you. What better? What, you know, you ain't got to shoot the SKP. Somebody else did it for you. You don't get better security than that, believe me. Oh, does President Trump have a double? All presidents, all of your major actors have doubles. Each and every last person on this planet has another person that looks just about exactly like them. You stand them up next to each other, and you can barely tell the difference. And you need to understand the ideology of twins. That goes to duality. Only when the twins unite in their mind can you actually get into the trinary. Ooh, well, you know, let's see, whoops. I don't believe in the Constitution. Let's say, yeah, well, there's places for people that don't believe. Now, yeah, so you got doubles. Everybody does. And, yes, you can have doubles show up at different places when somebody wants to take a break, take a nap, or whatever the situation may be. here we go. Lots of intel from Meganon and his person named Q. Any truth to their words? Some. And the swamp's not being drained exactly the way everybody would like to think that it is. However, it is beginning to drain. It's going to begin to drain itself. The situation is described in the shooter. Wahlberg was interviewing the guy that was the only other best shot on the planet, a dude in a wheelchair, and he stipulated that if one of them turns on one, all the others turn on that one. And that's basically how it's been. Well, now things are beginning to break loose in that. Well, that means that if I don't quite agree with you, you come after me. And everybody looks at him and says, of course. And you go, ooh, and then that one individual is no longer alone. And that's how this is unraveling. How about will it be to us here in the U.S. if and when the players go back one? It's not going to be bad. There's a bunch of things that are changing, and the ideology of attaching currencies to usable commodities is basically being undone, untied, unraveled as we speak. It is really Rothschild controlled. Oh, he really? North Korea is really? Does President Trump know this? He's playing a game with him because he knows the truth. Well, you got to remember something. And you ain't going to like this, but... And a lot of people ain't going to like it, but that's tough shit. Just get, you know, grit your teeth, fasten your seatbelt, and get over it. Everybody knows the Trident Agreement has been initialized. China, Russia, and the USA, they have agreed. The agreement is in place. They knew beforehand, long beforehand, that China was supplying oil to North Korea. North Korea is not what it says it is. And very simply, also can't do what it says it can do. Oh, they got this that it can do that. Yeah, really? Well, they haven't proved it so far. And until they do, I am not going to entertain them. So, anyway, how bad will it get here? Well, they'll issue the new Treasury note, and if FRN will die a painful death in about 3 years, give or take. Bear in mind now, I'm trying to tell you what's happening, what's coming, and a lot of people go, yeah, he's just full of whatever. Some kind of a peck of wood lives in the woods with too many guns. Uh-huh. I think I'm asking too many questions. No, keep asking. I don't see many questions in today's show, so I stepped in. That's fine. Keep asking. Is this Eastern U.S. cold snap just to change back to normal weather? Or is it weaponized weather? Well, oh, now we're in a vortex, according to certain people. Here's how this works. I hope everybody pays attention to this. Geophysics 101. There are plateaus, some 8 to 1,100 feet in the southwest. On the top of those flat plateaus, you have the remnants, bones, etc., that normally would litter the bottom of a great ocean. Now, did you hear that plainly? 8, 900, 1,100 feet, somewhere along that, and they got shark bones and all that other happy stuff all over them. Okay, everybody's going, ooh, global warming. Come on, get real. Mankind puts about 1% of that out. That's for starters. Number two, pine trees put about 8 to 10% of it out. This is global warming gases. You want to get this right, here it comes. If it were possible for all of mankind to turn everything off, not pollute nothing, we would have about a 1% effect. What these people are after is called the carbon tax. It's a big crock of horse hockey. They want to charge you extra before you ever get there. It's like having to buy into a bank account when you make a deposit of $1,000 and only credits $950. That sort of squat on the people is what these people are up to. Global warming is real. I don't deny that a bit. However, it ain't mankind that's doing it. However much people want to jump up and down, scream, squawk, or whatever, they're full of shit. And the science proves it. What has happened is that the vortexical motion of our planets following our star, which also moves in a vortex, it's going around a curve. It's making a turn. And you ain't going to change that unless you know how to move the planet. I doubt that any of these so-called big-thinking brains in science have a clue how to move our friggin' planet. So get off of it. Stick it where the sun don't shine, because that's all it's good for. See if it'll float, put it in the toilet, you know, play the game. You want to play the game with it? All right. What are you going to do? Because the last records, and there are some records, like it or not, and they hate this, the last records were a rise in sea levels of 3 to 10 feet per hour. I'm going to say that again, 3 to 10 feet per hour. Some of the things that you have seen in terms of maps showing certain parts of the country above water are reasonable. They're not real greatly accurate because they disagree with the ones that come from the time when there was water. Now, here's the other thing. Global warming. We got to be causing it. We're the bad guy. Uh-huh. Well, let me ask one question here. We find woolly mammoths flash frozen in the North and South Poles. And their guts and their mouths sometimes are full of tropical plants. Hello? Anybody paying attention out there, Mr. Scientific? Uh-huh. Well, I put things in kind of a street lingo so that everybody can get it. Everybody can understand it, and there's no doubts. Real simply, how in the hell, if the planet has already done this before, are you supposed to be able to change it now by playing with the emissions on cars or doing this, that, or the other thing? We do need a new power source. We do need to quit playing with fireworks and explosive liquids and gases. I agree with that. So why in the hell have you guys been playing patty fingers with people, with idiots like the Tesla Motor Company? Hello, yeah, you an idiot. And not allowing the true Tesla technology to come out. Why are you suppressing this? Why are you keeping us down and causing problems? Let's get real. Here we go. How about all them scams? What kind of scams we got going? Well, we got some scams that, border on scandals. Mostly recent, but there are a few that have been going on for over 60 years. Who might that be? Well, how about them extra charges on all kinds of things? Now, everybody's been up in the air, got their shorts in a bunch and everything, and those charges fade into your bill and you don't notice them anymore. Why is it we've got an excess taxes on the permission to have a phone? Where do you get off of that? They weren't approved. You heard me. They weren't approved. They're all, I'm going to say this again, all regulatory horse hockey. Okay. Here comes some article. A surcharge on a charge, sir. Everybody loves an add-on surcharge, a deceptive little proviso in the consumer service provider compact, whereby the latter essentially says to the former, we're going to, and they use the nice word fleece, I can think of some others, we're going to fleece you, but not tell you how much until later. my goodness, if you raise the minimum wage, we could offset that some way. So we watched with some consternation earlier this year when the San Diego Union-Tribune's Lori Weisberg reported that all manner of San Diego restaurants, from Sammy's wood-fired pizza to Rockin' Baja Lobster, were tacking on a surcharge, an average of 3% of a meal's cost, to help offset the fourth California minimum wage hike in 2.5 years. You heard what I said. Now, I reported on some of this that you guys, and everybody probably missed it, but Mickey D's and a few others are looking to put robots in place. Why? Because on average they cost the same as the $15 minimum wage. You guys need to really, you know, restaurants wail and gnash teeth over everything from how they're supposed to break even to how the kitchen staff see their above minimum wage jobs dwarfed by servers. And they make a higher minimum wage plus 20% tips. Oh, my God. Or what will be a 17% tip if we are eating in a restaurant and gets a gun stuck in its back while being told to reach for the sky with a bogus 3% surcharge? Ooh. The Washington Post reported, citing a study earlier this year, even among highly rated restaurants, every dollar hike in the minimum wage increases the restaurant's chances of closing by 14%. Ouch. Oh, that means almost all these great places are going to go out of business. Ooh, including the chains. We like to thank ourselves a friend of the working person. What about all the working people who now, according to Bloomberg, hello Bloomberg, spend more money eating out per year than they do on groceries? Hey, there's some kind of fun games going on here that somebody is missing. What are you missing? Well, it gets worse, believe me. Why? The family is just running out for fast casual at Chipotle these days, can easily set themselves back $50, and that's without Buddy ordering extra gawk. Oh, boy. It keeps on going. Why? You know, we're going to charge for everything. Weisberg is reporting that a local consumer rights law firm has spent months filing lawsuits against more than a dozen San Diego restaurants and dining groups over the surcharge. The plaintiffs are other attorneys who ate in these restaurants. No, lawyers almost sound personally wounded that others besides them would try to sneakily inflate their fees. Oh, my. We're just really trying to stop this, and if they cooperate, we'll not sue them. We're not looking to gouge anyone. They can pay us for our hours, and we'll go away. Oh, so you are charging something for everything. Is that how that works? Oh, my, the fun just don't quit. Now, I got a cartoon. Now, I think it's funny. It's got a cartoon character of Obama standing there, and he's stipulating, and everybody's probably seen this, there is no truth to the charge that my administration used the FBI to spy on the Trump campaign and go after our political opponents. No truth at all. The stipulation on the other side, he's talking out of both sides of his face now, we would have used the IRS. I like that. That fits. It really does. Now, how far can we go with all this stuff? To what extent? Where is the stopping point? Now, they keep jumping up and down on Roger Moore and all these other happy things. And yet, I found one that really hits the jackpot for the new year, for what's left of this one. What we got, less than 48 hours? The media's reign of error. Not terror, error. Oops, we didn't mean it. We apologize. December 1st, ABC News correspondent Brian Ross screwed up. Flynn's documented attempts to contact the Russians came after Trump was president-elect. Oops. Allegedly trying to lay diplomatic groundwork for the new administration. Ross was suspended by ABC for 4 weeks without pay. New York Times, they run a story about Trump. Transition official KT McFarland. Oh, my, what happened there? McFarland's got the website. News Diffs. Which tracks edits of articles after publication shows nearly the entire body of the article was rewritten. Had to rewrite the whole freaking thing. Oh, my. Orrin Hatch criticized the excesses of federal welfare program. I've got a rough time wanting to spend billions and on billions for people who won't help themselves. MSNBC, that's a Joe Scarborough, as well as journalists from MIC, Newsweek, the Los Angeles Times reported that Hatch was directly criticizing the Children's Health Insurance Program. Really? You really think so? I mean, you know, you want to screw things up? Get the news media involved. It's not fake news. It's ridiculous. Reuters and Bloomberg reported the special counsel Robert Mueller, here we go, Mueller had subpoenaed Deutsche Bank account records for President Trump and family members, possibly related to business done in Russia. The report was later corrected. Was meeting people or entities close to Mr. Trump. We're not really, we wouldn't really do that, CNN, here we go. sent an email on September 4th, 2016, a decryption key with the WikiLeaks trove of hacked emails from Clinton confident in Democratic Operation John Podesta. That is, before the hacked emails were made public. Ooh. MSNBC and CBS quickly claimed to have confirmed CNN's scoop. Within hours, though, CNN's report was discredited, not fake news, not false news, just out-and-out BS. CNN later admitted it never saw the email it was reporting the contents of. How far has it got to go? CNN, the sources behind the busted report on Trump Jr.'s contact with WikiLeaks, didn't intend to deceive you and had been reliable in the past. Oh, really? That don't make no difference, dude. That does not exonerate you. Maybe so, but given the network's repeated errors, it's difficult to just take CNN's word for it. The readership, the watchership, the market share is falling. What makes the bot story of the WikiLeaks email more troubling is how quickly MSNBC and CBS ran with CNN's scoop. It's hard to imagine. It's hard to imagine how independent people, you're supposed to be able to think independently, could repeatedly misread a date on an email and do so for three different networks. Whose eyesight is that bad? There's limitations on this, and these people don't get the fact that people are aware of it. Then you got Wisconsin, the surveillance state. People are not aware. They think Illinois is bad. John Doe scandal widens. It's not a scandal yet. All John Doe records be turned over immediately. Okay, that's according to the Guardian. Guardian's leak on December 6th. Wisconsin Department of Justice released a 91-page report on the leak, and what it shows is that Wisconsin public officials set up what amounts to a political spying operation. Ooh, started in 2010, and then you got a 2012 recall for Walker, a 2012 gubernatorial race. Democrats frequently cited the investigation as evidence of his corruption. And when they investigate Democrats, the Democrats go down the tubes 9 times out of 10. While confidential details about Republicans leaked frequently to the media, those under investigation were barred from defending themselves? Really? You know, the gag order against the investigation targets prompted U.S. Circuit Court Judge Frank Easterbrook to call the John Doe framework screamingly unconstitutional. You people are so full of it, you can't do that shit. 2012, Milwaukee County District Attorney asked for a second John Doe. Ooh, this one got national notoriety in October 13, when law enforcement officers began making paramilitary-style pre-dawn raids on the homes of unsuspecting private citizens. I want you to be aware, it ain't just the Democrats that are screwing up. A lot of these people here are Republicans. Bear that in mind. Floodlights trained on our targets to home. Armed officers threatening to beat doors down with battering rams, rifled through their rooms, and seized phones, computers, and bank records without allowing the subjects to contact their attorneys. Groggy families awakened to the sound of police boots running through their homes. We're told that they could not tell anyone what had happened. Really? Their crime? Supporting conservative causes in Wisconsin. What is the problem? The problem is that the liberals want to do everything with somebody else's assets and monies and stuff instead of their own. They don't put their own lunch money up, ever. In January 2014, Judge Gregory Peterson effectively shut down the second investigation, noting that the conservative groups were engaged in constitutionally protected speech. You don't like it? Go to Venezuela and talk. If it was only after this court order that dozens of conservative activists learned that 3 years, 3 years worth of their private email and text messages had been seized. Oh, my goodness. Did they have warrants for all that? I mean, you know, there's a lot going on here. And then you got the Government Accountability Board, or GAB, supposed to take care of ethics and election laws and things of this nature. Then you got John Doe 3. They turned around and did it again. Some people don't learn. Third investigation came as a complete surprise to the state attorney general. We learned of it last year. This has been going on for a while. Wisconsin DOJ said it was deeply concerned about what appears to have been the weaponizing of GAB, okay? GAB, now remember, Government Accountability Board, weaponizing the GAB by partisans in furtherance of political goals. I wonder how much Hitler had to do with that. I really do. But then again, Republican State Senator Liv Vukmer, I don't know how to pronounce your name, so if I didn't do it right, you can call me and tell me about it, who will be running for the U.S. Senate in 2018, was also subject to the spying. Oh, Wisconsin DOJ found files with more than 150 emails between Vukmer and her daughter, many of which contained private medical information and other highly personal information. Things you don't fool with. Things you don't fool with. Outraged Vukmer. Vukmer announced she was looking for legal options for the violation of her privacy. Now, they were supposed to have these things immediately available. And here is a friggin' basement that's loaded with this stuff. This was criminal behavior, and the individuals involved ought to see jail time. I fully agree. Who's got the kahunas to go arrest these turkeys? Hello? Uh-huh. Workman says that despite the court order, she was never notified that her emails had been seized. Oh, really? So they didn't actually have a warrant, because a warrant has to be served individually on an individual. Period. You hear me? Period. Then they got a leak from The Guardian. They don't know where it came from. But it seems it was on a portable hard drive belonging to a GAB, that's that Government Accountability Board, investigator named Shane Falk. Here comes the fun. According to the same report, the file cabinet has a full-fledged file holding all the seized personal emails and documents was adorned by Post-it notes suggesting that Falk was the owner. That's interesting. A Democratic appointee to the GAB, Falk, made the news in 2015 when his deal to take down Scott Walker was revealed in leaked emails. And you go back to 2013. In an email to prosecutors in November of 2013, Falk wrote that the alleged coordination between Walker's campaign and his conservative groups was a bastardization of politics. Oh, good Lord, man. How about go somewhere? How about get a life? Instead of criminal charges, Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel forwarded contempt of court charges against Falk and 8 other GAB investigators for the reckless handling of records. Those records include numerous details of state Republicans' private lives collected with little probable cause, none, in the course of a bogus investigation. To date, Wisconsin DOJ agents have not been able to locate Faulk's external hard drive, which mysteriously went missing after he resigned from the board. We having fun yet? Is the Electoral College doomed? No. And that's all I'm going to say on that. No, they're not going to screw with that. Why? Well, because it has a tendency to balance out the ideology that you can overpopulate an area and take control of everything by voting a certain way or doing certain things. Oh, here we go. Don't let the parties off the hook, along with the voters. They deserve blame for lousy candidates. You got an elephant holding a Moor thing and a donkey holding a Hillary thing. It's pretty self-evident what's going on with all that. But what you have to understand is not so much that there is little going on, but where, who, how. How is it that you got somebody that really does things and goes to the extent where you can't get it to a point of prosecution? Just doesn't seem to, you can't, you're pushing real hard, it don't go over the top. Well, what are these people saying to you? What are they saying to you? It's real simple. It's stated in the movie, Cool Hand Luke.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
What is not said is that you can't reach some men. Well, that's not altogether true. It's also a failure on my part to put things forth in such a manner that we can do something with it. I mean, I suggest that we do this privately if the federal government doesn't want to oblige us by involving the citizens. Yeah, you hear me. Maybe the people need to do it. I mean, what do we have to lose? What is it what might this be that is so impossible? Why is it? Who is standing in the way? These are the things you got to consider. I'm going to try a song out that I don't know what it is. See what it says.
People sleeping in their shoes. There's a war inside.
hope everybody had a Merry Christmas. I really do. And we're looking in a short period to have a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. You know, I got a guy here that struck me. Put out a column. I read it, and it didn't hit any, ring any bells or make me go spastic or nothing. So I thought I'd take another look to see what he's really doing. He's a syndicated columnist, George F. Will. Case, may enhance workers' rights. And this is critically important. And he's picking on Seattle. Hello, Seattle. It is protected by Washington State's lopsided Democratic political class. Ooh. Which knows who butters its bread. It has been provided with bespoke law tailored for its comfort. Nevertheless, the Service Employees International Union, ooh, now think about that. Service Employees International Union has been, oh boy, he's going to use college words, so avaricious in its objectives and so sluggish in its methods that it has been bested by the Freedom Foundation. What is the Freedom Foundation? Well, that's a little bitty thing. Not very many people fool with it, but they're hardcore. The small conservative outfit, which punches above its weight, is led by Tom McCabe. Relatives to the SEIU's accusation that it has committed torturous interference with business expectancy. This melodious legalese means that the foundation is guilty of informing SEIU members and fee payers, many of them reluctant participants, of their right not to fill the SEIU's coffers from which flow contributions to Democrats. Individual providers, that's IPs, are home health care workers. Yeah, employed by those receiving the care. Often the caregivers, loved ones, who use their Medicaid stipends to pay the caregivers. Okay, in 2003, the Democratic-controlled Illinois, here we go with Illinois, state government, imperiously declared thousands of these workers to be government employees simply because their pay comes from Medicaid and gave the SEIU and a rival union the names and addresses of the workers to facilitate herding them into the union. The SEIU prevailed, often with duplicitousness, and began collecting a portion of the Medicaid payments as dues. Oops. In 2014, however, the Supreme Court held that IPs, not being full-fledged government employees, have First Amendment rights of freedom of association and speech to choose not to support financially a union with whose activities they disagree. Washington state government makes IPs, recipient of Medicaid subsidies, contingent on association with SEIU as their bargaining or representative. Ooh. Think about that. That's that closed shop and the government is always right kind of thing. So the foundation began notifying IPs of the right to opt out of the SEIU fees. The state deducts the money and sends it to the union. That totaled $20.2 million in 2016. That's just on a state level. You know how many states we got? Multiply it out. You know, you're getting into serious money. When the foundation sought information that is supposed to be public, lists of recipients of public funds, state agencies that are supposed to provide such lists promptly instead provided outdated lists 819 days later. SEIU concocted a ballot initiative to carve an exemption from public disclosure laws in order to help keep IPs' identity secret. Can't even tell them the truth. The Democratic Attorney General exercised his power to write tendentious titles for ballot questions, labeled the measure labeled this a measure to increase the penalties for criminal identity theft and civil consumer fraud targeted at seniors or vulnerable individuals. Actually, it was designed to protect the SEIU from seniors and vulnerable individuals, understanding and exercising their rights. It passed, thanks to more than $2 million from SEIU spending. But, former employee of SEIU and its training organization gave the foundation some lists of IPs. The foundation's outreach to IPs and other SEIU representative caregivers caused the union to hemorrhage up to 400 opt-outs a day. Ooh. And eventually a total of 10,000. SEIU lawyers, evidently hoping to bankrupt the foundation with litigation expenses, filed three basically identical lawsuits. They deposed foundation staff 15 times, forcing the foundation to spend $1.5 million defending itself. But the torturous interference argument failed in court. And now the foundation is suing the SEIU for abusing the judicial process and is seeking reimbursement. Now, I want you guys to understand what's going on here. This seems like something is on the surface one way. When under the surface, it's actually something totally different. We want your money. No matter how we got to go about getting it, we want that. So where do you get to the crux of the issue? Where's the rubber meet the road? Out of court, the SEIU made the opt-out process opaque and burdensome for IPs, many of whom are unsophisticated, and tried to frighten them with false claims that their health care was endangered. The union called, sent mailings to McCabe's neighbors and members of his church, telling them that he is anti-worker and the left's McCarthyite accusation nowadays, regardless of content, anti-LGBT. McCabe's neighbors are mostly not kindred political spirits, but he has lived among them for 28 years, and they remain unconvinced that he is Lucifer, son of the morning, fallen from heaven. The Democratic Party and government employees' unions have a mutually lucrative relationship. So some blue states are shrouding in secrecy the identities of all public employees, lest the employees be made inconveniently aware of their rights. And that's important. You need to definitely, absolutely pay attention to that. That's critical. Your rights as an individual hinge on that. We want to get into more. And this goes even deeper. Title of this comes from The Nation. It is An Army of Christian Lawyers by Sarah Posner, Special Investigation into Alliance Defending Freedom, the anti-LGBTQ hate group behind Masterpiece Cake Shop. Really? There's a problem with all this. You'll notice in some places of business, a little sign up there says, "We reserve the right to refuse service to anyone." These people might want to study some history, because that's codified. Morning of September, Vicki Hessler of Missouri, held a press conference with four of her congressional colleagues to announce their support for Jack Phillips, Colorado baker. This is the guy that violated Colorado's anti-discrimination law by refusing to make a cake for same-sex couple. Okay, I'm trying to be nice about this, and there's some things I just there's a lot of things in life that should be quite simply private. Whether somebody likes the idea or not, you don't show your underwear up and down the main street, even though that might be exciting to some. And stipulate that I like boys, and some of these people actually like girls, and they're girls too, and you know, whatever. I mean, that's private, that's personal. Phillips. Okay. Has also argued that he should not be required to deploy his creative talents on behalf of a same-sex couple because doing so would violate his religious beliefs. Now, that should be left to the individual. If it's a privately owned business, the government shouldn't have nothing to say about it. A government that tells you what you must say and what you must do and punishes you if you don't is frightening. That kind of state power should scare all of us, and it should. So, you know, then you got the Phillips, got a lawyer from the Alliance Defending Freedom, the ADF, and there's all the fun and games just keeps going. Alan Sears once put it, the homosexual agenda threatens religious freedom. Remember that. Nobody's got to tell you that you have to put up with, and nobody can tell you that you have to have somebody in your face stipulating that you're going to join our side or else. That ain't how this works. Then you've got religious freedom. The organizations help shape religious freedom, and I understand that. Legislation in the whole nine yards. Religious freedom is the opt-out. Now, here's the fun part, and this is something that really has been sticks in my craw and has been a problem for a long time. Where, and you're going to have to show me, anyone has any specific extra rights. I question that. It's just that simple. There isn't any. During oral arguments in Masterpiece Cake Shop, Francisco argued on behalf of the United States in support of ADF's position and intervention that raises potential ethics issues. Really? How does it do that? Well, what kind of ethics are you talking about here? Kathleen Clark, professor at Washington University Law School and an expert, supposedly, on government ethics, suggests that if Francisco had a particularly close relationship with ADF, a question could arise as to whether he could provide independent professional judgment to his new client. Seems kind of interesting that this man wanted this simply so that he could get out from under the Gestapo boot of the government saying, thou shalt. Federal government, in other words, whether he could be impartial in the case being argued by ADF. The Department of Justice declined to comment. Oh, imagine that. We got too many pansies in the Department of Justice on whether Francisco's participation in the case had undergone an ethics review. For what? Okay. The ethics review ought to be that I have to put up with whatever the government decides is what I'm supposed to put up with. What's next? That's the next question. So this is coming up, and it is seismic, as press conference accused of potential impact, calling it seismic. A vote on the House floor. He explained that his colleagues were only seeking a careful balance. The Supreme Court landmark during the 13th is a trying marriage equality. We have to figure out how everyone can coexist, really. Well, that's fine. Quit trying to shove somebody down my throat and we'll have no problem. An essential component of that is allowing everyone to live out their deepest convictions. What does this man say? He says that he don't believe that way, and you may not force it down my throat or however you want to look at that. At the core of the Masterpiece Cake Shop is a radically revisionist idea that laws protecting the civil rights of historically marginalized groups can violate the free speech and religious rights of the people who refuse to serve them. Hello, Hobby Lobby. How we doing? Hobby Lobby's parking lots have been full when I've gone by there. Apparently, people don't look at that as a problem. The problem was that the government likes to step on people. That's where the... many court observers expected ADF's novel free speech claim that the application of Colorado's public accommodations law amounted to compelled speech. Remember the thought police? We're getting speech police from Phillips, whose case for not a commercial product but artistic expression takes center stage. But after the court's liberal wing pressed ADF's Wagner to specify the range of wedding vendors she would define as artists, the arguments took a dramatic turn. Colorado Solicitor General stood to defend his state's civil rights law. Justice Anthony Kennedy surprised him with a question about a statement made by a Colorado Civil Rights Commissioner, Diane Rice, 2014. According to a transcript, Rice had stated, "Freedom of religion and religion has been used to justify all kinds of discrimination throughout history, whether it be slavery, whether it be the apocalypse, we can list hundreds of situations where freedom of religion has been used to justify discrimination. And to me, one of the most despicable pieces of rhetoric people can use to use their religion to hurt others." Oh, you mean it doesn't hurt somebody that adamantly disagrees with the situation in terms of how people act or whatever? Doesn't hurt that. It doesn't hurt the recipient of that. We got to get to the equality, the advance of LGBTQ rights is based on hostility to religion. In that single moment, the hearing shifted from a debate about whether a master chef could be considered as an artist to a condemnation of the entire civil rights process in Colorado. Oh, it's a deliberative process. Chief Justice John Roberts chimed in. And the idea is, well, the one biased judge might have influenced some views of the other, but what's the problem here? An ADF victory in Mashpee Cape Shop will be decided sometime in June. Could not only create new precedent, the precedent was set in Hobby Lobby, y'all. You're screwing up. It also erode advances in LGBTQ rights. Now, the kind of haven't seen that in the Constitution. So your rights, nothing more than anybody else. Ushering in enduring consequences for LGBTQ people and other protected classes. We know the possible hurtful effects from endless examples of how same-sex couples and LGBT individuals have been refused service nor turned away in the cases that we've litigated, said Lenny Pizer, law and policy director at Lambda Legal, a national LGBTQ rights organization. I'm sorry that their feelings were hurt. But you hurt my feelings when you tell me I have to rub up against it. I have to endure it. So, let's get equal with this law. Let's apply this equally. And I'm just hitting on some topics. I ain't near done yet. Pizer said that discrimination occurs in a multitude of public accommodations, including medical, legal, lodging, retail, even access to schools. Lambda documented more than 1,000 incidents where people have been refused service. Well, maybe there's something adverse to what you are in terms of the manner in which you act. According to the brief, these incidents expose an ugly truth. With disturbing frequency, LGBT people are confronted by "we don't serve your kind" refusals and other unequal treatment in a wide range of public accommodations context. Those refusals, Lambda argued, wrongfully diminish lives that should have equal dignity under our laws and in our public spheres. No, you're not forcing me to change my sexual habits to suit your legal and political agenda. You missed it, you turkey butt. If the Supreme Court would accept ADF religious infringement claim, the vulnerability to arbitrary rejection experienced by LGBTQ would be present at any moment during the day. We go through our daily lives. We work. We buy food. We got to do this. So quit acting squirrely and stupid about it, and you might not have that problem. And I speak to you from experience with people who are same-sex couples, and they don't act out publicly. They understand and agree with me that these are very personal, private matters, not to be worn on your sleeve, discussed in public, or you got to bring a lawsuit. Oh, my. We have to be able to ride transportation service. We need medical care. We're able to buy groceries. If the court were to accept ADF's free speech claim, Pfizer continued, any vendor could simply claim that his or her work part of my living faith, and my faith must not, and my faith says I must not make this for you, because if I make this for you, I am accepting you. That's exactly what you are trying to force on us. We got to accept because you say so? No. There's something about you to which I object on religious grounds. You're done. A ruling supporting either argument will leave such an enormous hole in the civil rights laws, there's really nothing left. Really? That's not true. Anyway, there's only a couple more of these. Now we'll go down the road. ADF's accomplishments, according to Greg Lipper, First Amendment attorney, has been to take an extreme position and mainstream it so thoroughly that it has become a viable theory at the Supreme Court. That's something that needs to be understood. And we got some backlash. Voters. In Colorado. Voters there. It just passed Amendment 2, a ballot referendum that amended the state constitution to block state or local officials from recognizing gay men, lesbians, or bisexuals as a protected class. Ooh. Well, that's extra rights, and I agree with that. Such protections, known in conservative circles as SOGI laws, S-O-G-I laws, short for sexual orientation and gender identity, remain a prime ADF target. 19 states and District of Columbia have passed laws protecting LGBTQ people in public accommodations. 2 more states prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation. That's fine. You go ahead and prohibit all you want. You're not going to get anywhere. The statute that Phillips was found to have violated when he refused to serve a same-sex couple at his business was one such law. We don't care whether you like it or don't like it or it violates your religious beliefs. You're stuck with it. Now, you want to play that game? How about this? How about the federal government tell all of these two groups? I'm just going to name 2. There are more out there. There is a belief known as Mohammedism and Judaism, and neither one of those will eat pork. That's discriminatory to pork producers. Maybe we could institute a law to force them to eat pork. How about a nice ham sandwich? Think about this very carefully, because this is what these people are attempting to do. The statute that Phillips was found to violate was when he refused to serve a same-sex couple at his business was one such law. It doesn't matter if he owns it or not. That comes from Obama. After Colorado voters approved Amendment 2 in November 1992, gay rights activists mobilized protest law challenged it in court ultimately prevailing in 1996 in Romer versus Evans, in which the Supreme Court ruled that that Amendment 2 violated the U.S. Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. Not exactly. Not exactly. But you don't need the extra. You don't need it. It's already on the books. So what do we get? What we end up with is proof that radical homosexual activists and their allies are looking for any opportunity to attack and silence any church that takes a biblical stand with regard to homosexual behavior. Tough shit. Learn not to act like you're that different in public, and you probably won't be treated that differently. The prosecution does this. The persecution that churches face due to the wrath of angry homosexual activists is a snapshot of what will happen to the church in America. Now, you know, the ACLU and all these other people can jump up and down, holler, and scream, but it's very simple. You cannot legislate morality. You can bring things to bear if, and you got to, hey, you got this if in there. If it's a personally privately held business, you can't. If it is a chain, then you can. That's the difference. And these people don't get ACLU. You have to understand that, and I'm not touting that the church is all that important, but it is important. Constitutional law to help break the stranglehold the ACLU and its allies have on our nation's judicial system. Yeah, I agree with that. You can take the socialist ACLU and drop it in the ocean and see if it'll float. Ideology. Oh boy. Firmly opposed to secular government and law. Orthodoxy of our Christendom in order to win back the rule of law, shield them from the legal profession's own prohibitions against bias. Campaign against the implementation of modern rule added last year by the American Bar Association to prohibit discrimination based on, among other things, sexual orientation, gender identity, claiming that it would censor attorneys' speech. Some of these people need to grow up. It was the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty that represented the arts and crafts chain Hobby Lobby in a successful lawsuit seeking a religious exemption to the Affordable Care Act's requirement to provide a contraception coverage benefit. The American Center for Law and Justice that won a major case in 2009 regarding the display of the Ten Commandments on public property. Oh, no organization has played a more pivotal role than ADF in shaping and testing religious freedom. In other words, if I'm not a Muslim, you have the right to behave me? No. ADF filed 23 lawsuits challenging Obamacare's contraceptive coverage benefit. They won. Hobby Lobby was just the tip of the iceberg. Other cases involve the defense of prayer, evangelizing public schools in New York, Michigan, and California, as well as the defense of Christian prayers during legislative sessions in Florida, Michigan, Indiana, California, New York, including an important Supreme Court victory in 2014. I mean, it goes on and on. Campus free speech wars, claiming, for example, that a student council or counselor at Eastern Michigan University had the right to refuse to counsel LGBTQ clients. I mean, you know, where does it stand? Everybody's got to comply, rub elbows with, and get up and close and personal with these people? I'm not me. I mean, as long as you don't bug me, I don't worry about it. The more somebody acts mature about such a subject, the better I like it. Most striking was ADF's amicus brief filed in the challenge to Trump's second Muslim ban. Painstaking construction. The organization painstaking construction, case by case, and argument by argument, a legal narrative asserting that Christians are under the threat of persecution from the advance of LGBTQ and reproductive as well as from secular schools and universities, and that the law must allow Christians to disregard, disobey, or even dismantle laws protecting those rights in order to protect their own rights to free speech and free exercise of religion. You know, non-discrimination laws are used to silence Christians to force them to not live out their convictions. That's true. I mean, it isn't the case isn't about the who, it's about the what. That's the critical mass of the what. Now, I've been all about freedom since I started all this. I have not subjected anybody to anything too radical in terms of some of the things that I've stated. However, they are different. I don't just listen to somebody and say, oh, you must be somebody important and I got to adhere. Well, no, it don't work that way. Let's go to the other step forward. Everybody's on break. It's holidays. Like nothing happens on Sunday. Very little happens over the holidays. Really? Well, guess what? There are certain people that are tooling up. Do not be too surprised if there's a whole bunch of fun and games hitting the wall. There has been an effort put forth that the oligarchs are going nuts about. And the reason they're going nuts about it is because it's been put into the position of being approved as something more than what people expected. They were not expecting this. Now, many people don't understand. Most of my listeners don't. Many of the people on Facebook don't. There is a huge, and I mean a huge, logistics effort that has been made. And it's been made over the past 3 months. By that, I mean full time. It was started partially 6 months ago, here and there, bits and pieces, getting it together, making sure that we can do this with that and all that sort of thing. Anybody who has ever handled logistics knows wants and needs periods, knows about shipping things, knows that it takes 3 days to go from point A to this point B, or maybe, oh boy, if you go from this point A to this point C, oh my goodness, you can add a day and a half to it. It takes 4.5 days to get there. Well, all of these things are logistics, the logical positioning of men and material, to include shipping of product and all that other happy stuff, making sure that the warehouse could be ready to load and ship under normal working conditions. I'm not talking about exceptionals. I'm talking about normal working conditions. In other words, you got people in the factory or the warehouse or whatever that load the pallet. And that loaded pallet then is zapped by the fork truck driver over onto the 18-wheeler, and it goes to market or wherever it's supposed to. This is and thinking about this from management into actuality, into something people can work with, into a product delivered, is logistics. Okay, the logistics that have been going on have been under heavy scrutiny by a lot of people that I'm familiar with. I couldn't believe how deep it goes, and it encompasses everything. And I'm going to say it again. It's been under heavy activity, the scrutinization of everything, and it includes everything. Think about that very carefully, everything. Ain't nothing left out of this. And what it covers is very simply the fact that they finally, oh, man, sure took them long enough. And no, I ain't denigrating nobody. Y'all worked extra and sweated heartily over some a lot of this stuff. I know. I've seen it. Here's what it is. It's ready to happen. All of the stuff that I've been talking about for 6 years on the radio is beginning to get ready to take place. Now, here is the rub, or the exception, or whatever, however you want to look at that. That is that you cannot put some 70% of public figures in jail. That's just government. If you go to the private sector and run off with all the executives to a company, it's going to screw that thing up pretty thoroughly. They're not willing to do that yet. And I said yet. That means it's probably coming. Not, I haven't been told this yet, but the rumor mill that I have in my boutique of sources stipulates that, wow, man, if they do any of this stuff, oh, man, you talk about cleaning the road. Well, what I'm situating things for is this. Anybody who has not seen that executive order by Trump initiating about half a dozen or so federal control statutes needs to review it. You want to look up each one of those? Go ahead. I know what they are. And here's the deal. As I've stipulated, the United States military can intervene in civilian law enforcement when the other agencies who normally would do that job refuse or cannot for whatever reason. And they have been doing so. There are certain special agents that some people pray never come to the door. I'd offer them, we ain't got no cold beer, I'd offer them some coffee or something, though, for sure. The situation is this. The house cleaning, and I'm talking about the rectification of a whole bunch of things, is coming. Now, one of the things everybody got scared about, ain't going to cut your Social Security right off and you're just going to fall over dead. No, no, no. What you're going to do is the what's coming in terms of, and I quote this loosely, entitlements, is a separation. Meaning that somebody who is on SSI won't be pulling out of the Social Security account. That's going to be separated. Section 8, separated into this welfare. It's a new little division. It used to be there a long time ago. And the trillions of dollars that have been stolen. Hello, Ronald Reagan, George Bush. You know, there's a bunch of men are guilty of this shit. The money is to be put back, not Federal Reserve notes. Remember? Remember? The Federal Reserve note is to be replaced by the Treasury note. Ooh, big difference, okay? The run-of-the-mill part of this is that so far, you got a grace period. It's going to last another, 36, 48 hours, whatever it is, until New Year's, on the day after New Year's Day. Watch it. That's when the other shoe starts to fall. And believe me, it can. It's like taking a rock, not a big one, just a hand-sized rock, and tossing it over a rocky cliff. If you'll notice, most rocky cliffs kind of have a tendency to curve out toward the bottom. So you're going to hit a whole bunch of things on the way down. Might even start a rather substantial rock slide. In terms of the fun and games, the financial leverage is about to be taken away from all of the bad guys. Stipulate that again. The financial leverage is now positioned to be taken away from all of the bad guys. Not one or two, all. There, all of the possibilities of leaving on the Learjet, their Learjet has been welded to the floor. All of these so-called charters, here, I'll give you a whole brick of gold, man. Take me out of here. No, why not? Air Force said they'd shoot me down if I did that. And this is, you're talking about that cutoff. I hope everybody remembers what I stipulated. You're talking about the barrier going up. Nobody in or out. Those coming in will be held to the highest scrutiny that anybody's ever seen, especially in the United States, let alone anywhere on the planet. And anybody tries to leave, they will be force-landed or shot down. That's your choice. It's not difficult. It's one of them Godfather deals. And it's a hell of a lot of fun to consider the idea that somebody would be put in a position of having that kind of stress. What do you mean your pants are one size too small? What do you mean your underwear shrunk? Oh, what you have to understand is that this stuff has been in the works since the 50s. Some of it, that journal I told you about, the plan, is being initiated. Uh-huh. And I couldn't stipulate it before, but the Marines are the ones that have a copy. They don't have the original, and that I know for a fact because I know where the original is, and they don't have access. Yeah, that's right. You don't got access, but that copy, it's definitely got everything in there you need to know. It includes addresses, names, phone numbers, dates, places, and occurrences of everybody that's been guilty of one form of, let's say, collusion with insurgents and the ideology that comes along with the insurgent of taking down the United States. They got your name, address, phone number. They know who you are. I got pictures. They got you on videotape with sound in a lot of cases. Maybe cakes you're fried and you don't even know it yet. But anyway, the fun and games is not something that is easy to deal with. Here's the main gist of it. We got two prospects looking at us right now, and one of those is not cool. And that is something worse than the Great Depression. Make the Great Depression look like a picnic. Well, if what the oligarchs, the nasties, the cabal has in store for us, if they're able to pull it off, which I just don't think they can do it anymore. I don't think they have the power or the capability anymore. And that's because a lot of people don't believe what I say. Well, that's cool. People deny the existence of the devil. And when they get to the point where they know that he don't exist, up he pops. Ain't that fun? So the ideology, and you don't have to look at it as the devil, just think about if they don't believe it, they're not going to take precautions. And all of a sudden, the mousetrap goes off. Clank. Ooh, it got me, you know. and this is this is what is really neat about what is getting ready to happen. So all the logistics have been placed. Now, you're going to see, right after the first of the year, a whole bunch of changes. And I'm not talking about one or two. I'm talking about a handful activities that we never thought we would see. Now, one of the things I have stipulated and specifically requested is that the United Nations be pushed into the friggin' bay and see if it'll float. Tell everybody they might want to get out of there. We're coming with the bulldozers. That should have been done a long time ago. Why? Well, because the United Nations is a socialist, fascist group. Like it or not, look at their website. Look up Agenda 21. They're going to kill most of us anyway. Tell me what that's worth. Well, very simple. What we see now is not near what can be. Now, here's the other scenario. We got all these fun and games going on. Where we could have a Great Depression, no food to eat, nothing to work with and all that. Well, you have to understand the flip side of that. You have to understand that may not be the case. We have to wait and see. In the meantime, listen up. We'll be right back. don't you? Well, here's the intel. The shit's going to hit the fan as soon as possible, first of the year. Enjoy. Go out and party. Have some fun. You don't need to sit at home and be a recluse. You can enjoy yourself a little bit. Be careful. There's a lot of people out there that would like to cause you problems. Like the police, if you had one or two too many and you ain't driving right, call a cab. Get a designated driver. There's a lot of ways around that stuff. There's some people like me who don't drink. So, you know, the situation is simple. You talk about a happy new year. You have no idea what's coming. I do. And they've told me not to say nothing. I wish I could. I will offer a couple of things just at the very end of this. That the military, certain portions of it, are due to have their comeuppance. You're not going to believe how hard and heavy this is going to hit, but it's going to hit. A lot of people that have retired are going to be requested to come out of retirement so that they can groom a new commander, a new admiral, etc. Think about that. There's going to be people, a bunch of them, relieved of duty simply because they can't be trusted. Then you have, and that's Navy. And then you have Air Force and Army. Same sort of problems. Now, some of the upper echelons of command seem to think they are some kind of politicians. You guys need to break that off. You guys need to get back in touch. You can conceal your identity. Wear a rank that's higher than whomever is in charge, and tool around. Go see the troops. See to it that they have what they need. How about we give the veterans a raise? How about we come out of some of these ridiculous quagmire wars that are not doing anybody any good except the rich folks that sent us in the first place? Yeah, you heard me. It's not about oil. The hell it ain't. It's not about precious metals. Bullshit. Now, Korea, North Korea is on the chopping block a bit. North Korea, here's a little heads up to you. If you want to settle it all and get it done right, get in touch with me. And you don't think I'm all that, well, you'd be surprised what I can accomplish. Get in touch with me. There are some things that can be done. You're going to have to listen. And some of it you may not appreciate that much right off the top. But if you want what you're after in terms of world recognition, respect, and all the things that you're after, it can be had. I have some people that I know that I can get in touch with who can forward messages that will blow the minds of the people that think they're doing something. So there's one offer. Number two, we can cut, and this is going to really blow some minds with a lot of people. We can cut about 30% of the military budget, and at the same time, put our military back into operation. Both at once. Think about that very carefully. It works. It has worked in the past, and it can work now. The other questions and problems deal with a combination of stated or accepted or not dealt with yet policies that are about to be changed. We'll see how they change for the better. Supposedly things like immigration, things like whom has any right to forcibly force themselves into being a part of the United States when they are adverse to its existence. Those are the people we don't want. If somebody would like to experience some of, and I'm talking about the good part, not the nasty, the good part of the American way, come on, bring it. It's time. Now, I know the NFL is playing games today again. I hope y'all are enjoying it. And I want everybody to have a happy new year, but I want you all to go do one thing for me. Go out there and get her done.